from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and commence packing. Welcome back to The Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. Tiffany back on Tuesday. I'm back with you tomorrow.
I got to give a shout out to Paul Allman, our buddy on Twitter. He weighs in and says, I'm an OG shifty, but this complete dismissal of Peach Cobbler is testing me. And I tend to agree, man.
I like the cherry cobbler.
That's fine. I think it's maybe just Bo in my crosshairs here when he says he doesn't like fruit in his dessert.
I just don't like cobbler. Sorry. I mean,
what's wrong with, dude? Look, come on.
I
don't even really love ice cream, but a little warm cobbler on some ice cream. Come on, dude. Get out of here.
That boy Dizzy on Twitter was like, he said, Bo, you look a bread pudding guy. And I said, honestly, when I'm doing dessert, I like to stick to some kind of chocolate. Something with chocolate, maybe like some ice cream with a chocolate mousse cake or, you know, just whatever. Like, I just, anything with like chocolate, that's kind of where I tend. I don't really go. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I know I said I didn't like fruit in my dessert, but that banana pudding that they have at the Buckhead Butcher Shop.
Very solid.
Now that you can sign me up for. Now, if you just said the banana pudding at the Buckhead Butcher Shop, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm in.
Rob, I know we got to get to the lines, but what in God's name were you talking about a minute ago on the tease? Because
well,
I was like, I'm not going to ask.
Gosder Chereles.
No.
Yes.
Who?
Gosder Chereles?
Chereles, yeah. Former offensive lineman.
Yeah, well-known fact was Matt Ryan's left tackle at Boston College. How about that?
Yep. 6'7", 325. He boarded a flight from Boston to Dublin, boarded the flight drunk, argued with the flight crew about his seat, urinated on an elderly passenger, then punched another passenger, took that passenger's seat, then passed out. That happens to all of us. You know, we've all...
I've met Gosder before, man. That's really unfortunate. I don't know what to say.
Needless to say, arrested.
How do you even analyze that story? You're like, man, that sucks. I do that. Somebody give this guy a pee test. Jeez.
How was the flight? Well, this giant dude peed on me.
And what are you supposed to do, right? You're like an elderly passenger, guy 6'7", 320.
Imagine being hit by the guy, though. He punched another passenger.
Hey, please don't do that. No, this is going to happen, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, we claimed he took a sleeping medication that interacted poorly with the alcohol.
I believe that.
That's possible.
I think Gosler's got a good case there.
Yeah, because, you know, he's the first person that's ever done that and peed on somebody. That's unfortunate.
I don't know. I've heard of some drunken. I've heard some drunken stories from some buddies of mine with waking up in the middle of the night and just.
Just letting it hang. Have you guys ever?
I did the kitchen trash can one time. So out of it.
Let it eat. I took a sleeping medication for a flight one time. It was like a 14-hour deal, and I was like, man, I don't sleep sitting up very well. So I took something to help, and never fell asleep. But I was like in a
it was awful.
It was awful. There was a guy sitting next to me trying to talk to me, make small talk, and I just looked at him. I looked at him and I just shook my head and I go, nah, man. I looked at him and I was like, nope.
So you didn't punch him or urinate on him,
dude. And he was like, 5 minutes in, just doing a whole speech, talking to me, asking questions and stuff, football wise and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, I was like, nah, this ain't gonna happen, dude. Sorry.
What's your if you're sitting along on a flight and somebody, the stranger sits next to you, what's your move? Because I'll put in my earbuds and start watching a movie, and if they want to chit chat, I'll chit chat a little bit, but I try to just stick to the movie because I just want to get the flight over with.
Can I just tell you that I'm so publicly awkward in situations like that? I cannot tell you how many times I have put earbuds in and not listened to anything. But I just want people to think that I cannot hear them talk.
The people I respect that can go on an 8-hour flight and just raw dog it. No book, no media, nothing. They just sit
looking
there
out the window.
just
counting the bolts on the ceiling. What is this guy doing?
That's an old school throwback right there. they could have lived in the 1800s.
Sheesh.
404-726-0929. Who deserves a wake up call? Well, here's someone just distinguished that near and dear to your heart. Let's go to Anthony from Status Truck and
Trailer
Repair. Good morning, Anthony. What you got?
Good morning, Elder Squid.
Sir, how you doing? How you doing, sir?
No, please, no.
Living the dream, baby.
No.
Hey, so I don't have a wake up call, but I actually want to talk to Mr. All-American Mike Johnson.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. I love it.
So, Mike, you have the youngest Mafia member in the world sitting in my back seat.
Mike, Mafia.
I am telling you.
Yes. I love it. Shout out to my man.
My daughter's currently been working on potty training, right? So, yesterday we had a very, very successful episode, right? So, she called me. I was driving home from work, and she FaceTimed me, and she's like, Daddy, I did it. I did it. Wham, wham, wham.
That's outstanding.
My puppy, yo. I just made my freaking week.
I'm telling you, man, she's your biggest fan, Mr. Mike. But, no, guys, I love this lineup that y'all guys have this morning. Obviously, Squid, we love you, man. Mr. All-American. And the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Rob Tribble himself. I absolutely love you, man. You are borderline going to get this show shut down.
That's my goal.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Oh, appreciate you, Anthony. That's awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's awesome, Status man. Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of?
We are the nation. But evidently not.
No.
Backseat's the Mafia.
Well, yeah, but guess where the Mafia goes to get their truck
fixed? I guarantee
fixed.
You that little girl runs the household.
Status.
I have one of those myself. She runs the house.
I was a nobody before I joined the nation.
That's right.
All right, let's go out to the empty parking lot with one sole sad person in the guard shack.
William! Mike Mafia!
I didn't even have to look at the call log when Rob started talking. I knew who this was.
What is this? A 2-on-1 against the guard shack? Come on now.
I don't know. We're taking all comers. I know that.
Sorry, we just don't like guard shacks.
I wonder if Anthony has a contact to help us get the guard shack fixed.
Hey, Anthony, can Anthony help us load a tiny home on a fifth wheel?
Is your guard shack on wheels these days? Is it moving around?
Let's do it. Hey. Anyway, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
What's going on, buddy?
So, wake-up call is for the Braves, baby. That was a big win last night. Good call by AA to bring in Ursula, and that was a huge walk. I just hope we can keep up that momentum and keep that fire going against these Phillies because we all hate Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I speak for all of Atlanta. Yeah. So, yes, you're welcome. But other than that, you guys are amazing. Love you all. Yeah. And President out.
Yeah. That a boy, Will. Great call.
How about them saying that Solaire would be available possibly Friday.
I know.
And then he comes up to the plate to pinch hit.
Mark Bowman. He says it possibly Friday.
Yeah. And I think he had like a 21-game on-base streak that he –
He did.
And he draws the walk. But the Ursula had a couple of good picks over there at third base. But then the walk heard round Braves country.
I know, dude. And I'll bring it back up because if you haven't been listening to the show, we were laughing earlier, and Will makes a good point. It's like, isn't it funny how you go from Austin Riley to Ursula and your vantage point, your goal line changes to where you're like, man, you know, Austin Riley, and we need this guy to hit taters, and Ursula gets a walk, and you're like, yes! Yes!
Well,
a great base on ball!
He walked it!
Yeah. To your point, when Riley gets a walk, you're like, oh, I'll take it. All right, Austin. Yeah, good at bat. When Ursula gets a walk, attaboy! Yeah, all right! Yeah! Yeah, look at that!
Oh, that on-base percentage.
Yeah, he went from 282 to 286 on-base percentage. Attaboy!
It's just so sad looking in that dugout and seeing Riley with a cast on, Ozzie with a cast. It's like you have like five gurneys in there. You got Ronald on a gurney, Spencer on a gurney, Austin on a gurney, and it's like,
yeah,
geez.
Dude, it's so unfortunate.
Yeah, Ronald on crutches over there. Yeah, it's obviously he's moved on from that, but it is so rough.
What we got going tonight for the Braves? It's Sailboat.
It's
no,
Freed.
It's Freed.
Max Freed pitching.
And we need Maximus.
We need Maximus, yes.
Because if we, you know, this other Freed, Freed has started the stint coming back from the IL very similar to the way he started the season, Rob, where he was shaky, inconsistent. Then he gives you, then he goes like five and gives up three earned. And you're like, oh, he's getting right. He's getting right.
Then he has like three games in a row where he carries no hitters into the sixth, seventh inning.
Boy, how needed with that?
Yeah.
You need that too. I mean, you really do need that because I need to double down and look because
They don't have a starter listed tomorrow, but tomorrow is swelling back for the Braves.
Yeah, well, that's because they've been doing this six-man rotation thing, and I would like to think that they would push Schwellenbach up a day, and if they want to bring up maybe Ian Anderson or somebody and extend and kind of continue this six-man type rotation, that they would do that Friday.
Well, I've kind of you can only do so much when you have so many injuries. But Laureano, to his credit, two really good catches last night.
Yeah,
hitting the ball pretty well too.
Three outs in the ninth.
Yeah,
massive plays.
But yeah, those two sliding catches were phenomenal, and it looked like, you tell me, because you played a lot of baseball, a lot higher level than I ever did. But that first out where he looks at it and he kind of pops up a little bit and extends a little bit, almost like he misjudged it out there.
It snuck up on him. I mean, it was hit a lot harder than maybe he thought. That can happen sometimes. Like, whoa, that exit velocity was a little bit more than he anticipated. But hey, he made the catch though.
Yeah, he's had that one bad game where he made a couple of mental errors.
Right.
And one in the outfield. I feel like he's kind of locked in since.
Kind of locked in. Could have been the yips. Being with the big club, you know, could have been the yips. But hey, just try to win and see what can happen. Now the Braves are underdogs coming into the season. We thought they would just leisurely cruise through the season and take their chances in the playoffs. Well, now they're kind of underdogs, and well, that's compelling in its own right as well with all the injuries. I can't even talk today. Rusty Manziel going to join us next. We got we're going to interrogate him, put that bright heated light on him, and interrogate him heavily. Rusty Manziel going to join us next, and of course, Steakhouse Top of the Hour. Life of Squid coming up at 8:40. All that and more next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and commence packing. And Rusty Manziel would love to have Jaden Daniels hooked up with Mark Spain. And
man, I got an upstairs office that he could have stayed in all offseason. Like, that is my – I am all in on Jaden Daniels.
I gotta ask you this. You know, I of course, growing up here, I've always liked when Georgia Tech and Georgia are good. Yep. I root for them both equally. Yep. I saw Tony Dorsett run for 5 miles against the Jackets in 76. When my dad was around and sober, we'd go up and watch Georgia games from the bridge.
Yep. Yeah, long time ago.
What a caveat that you've thrown in there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Just side note, sober.
Rusty, I don't know if you heard Rob's intro to the show today, but I almost had to leave before I got caught up.
Let's just say he's cut.
It got real weird, man, for a little while today. We'll stay on the subject. We'll stay on the subject.
Oh, man.
And did you take a look at his calf muscle?
I really would love to believe that Georgia Tech could shock the world and beat Florida State on Saturday, but Florida State, probably two of the best DBs in the country, deep running back room. They got DJ quarterback, offensive line is basically back intact. Mm. Georgia Tech, offensively very good, defensively huge question mark. Mm. Is it possible?
I think it's possible because of Haynes King. I'm a believer in Haynes King. I'm a believer in Buster Faulkner, offensive coordinator. Right. He can dial some stuff up. He gave Georgia some issues with what he did with Haynes King. I think Alabama used a lot of that the next week. And when you look at Haynes King, here's my thing on DJU. You kind of know what he is. If you don't get him off the spot, he can carve you up.
Right.
He absolutely carved up Notre Dame. You go watch the Georgia game, which was a better defense then, and then you look at the other sample sizes for him, you've got to get him off his spot. And he doesn't hurt you outside the pocket. He'll throw it away sometimes. He'll throw it to you sometimes. So can Georgia Tech manufacture enough pressure to cause him issues and steal a couple possessions? It's starting to worry me, Mike, because our group on the Steakhouse, we've all been like, guys, Georgia Tech in 13, everybody's on that. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking close to 10.5. Yeah. That worries me when the public is all over a team. I think Georgia Tech has a good chance to win this football game because I don't know what Florida State's going to bring to the table, and I'm not the biggest DJ you got.
Does Tech have 9 wins in them this year?
Probably right on it.
I would be more confident in maybe 8. Yeah. Nines, you got to steal one from somebody that you probably shouldn't.
I want to get to some obviously SEC questions, but let's focus in on Florida State for just a second.
Yep.
This whole thing where you live and die by the transfer portal and you remake your team every year, is that sustainable for a team?
We're going to find out.
I was going to say, they're a great case study. I think Ole Miss will be as well.
Oh, 100%.
A great case study of what football can be for teams like this. I think there's a lot of people looking at both of those programs.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't have enough sample size. So Ole Miss is a team Like if old, because Lane Kiffin could care less about recruiting.
Yeah.
We know that. He don't give a damn about recruiting.
He'll use Twitter and he'll be like, hey, I'm cool.
Give me some players. Give me some players. I'll coach them up. And yeah. That's what they did. I need defensive guys. We went and bought defensive guys. Florida State was all in portal-wise. Keon Coleman, all those guys. Even Jermaine Johnson. Jermaine Johnson couldn't get on the field of Georgia. He goes to Florida State. He's a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
You know, they live and die by those guys. Mike, you know this being in a locker room. What's that like, bringing extra guys? You got this huge turnover. Obviously, Norvell did a great job with those guys last year, but you got to start over again, and you got to replace all those guys that you brought in basically as one-year guys. So it is a very good case study on that and how Ole Miss and Florida State, I would agree 100%, the two teams you want to watch, because if both of those guys underachieve, the Kirby Smarts, the Kalen DeBoers, and all those guys are going to tell you, you got to build with them within, and you got to develop your guys.
You're going to hear the word culture thrown around.
Culture. You got to build the culture. That culture. And standard. Yeah. The standard. Dude.
I mean, believe in the process.
You gotta have the process, and that's how I used to be when I go to Ryan's Buffet. It's gotta be the standard, baby. You know the standard when you walk in.
How did you order at Ryan's Buffet?
Man, back in the day, you know those chicken wings, which were god awful, but back then they were so good to you because they were cheap.
100%.
And you would save, you would save round three for that ice cream bar.
Oh yeah, no. You had gummy bears.
Just all kind of just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Can I get a piece of that maple limb, tree limb? Put that on here. Just everything you can get in that round three. But I mean, you would eat as much as you could, and wouldn't gain a pound.
No, well,
spring rolls.
Bring it out.
You know, I didn't gain a pound or grow an inch out of that. So I don't know what was going on. We agree that Haynes King is the best quarterback in the matchup in Dublin.
I do.
Is Carson Beck the best quarterback in the country?
Because
I don't know who's better than him right now.
You know what? I heard you guys talking about it. I thought Heisman odds. I think there's about five guys that can lay claim. Like, how good is Dylan Gabriel going to be? What is Quinn Ewers going to do this year? You know, Carson Beck is right there. Here's the thing that Carson Beck has an advantage that he didn't have this past year. Georgia plays in some big-time, prime-time games. If Ole Miss didn't do what they did last year, I don't know that Georgia has a regular season primetime game. Missouri came in pretty hot, but the rest of their games were like – they could have played them all at 12. They put Georgia at 3:30 because it was Georgia. Now they're going to play Kentucky at night, week three. That's going to be a 7:30 primetime game. They're going to take an off week. They go to Tuscaloosa, primetime game. They're going to bring Auburn at home the next week. And then they play Alabama over there at night. Texas is going to be a prime. He's going to have all these auditions to say he's either number one or he's the Heisman.
But here's what I want. I'm sorry, Rob, I know you had a question. But just to piggyback on that, my question about Carson Beck and the Heisman odds is not whether Carson Beck's going to be a great quarterback. It's going to be whether or not they will lean on him the way other programs will. When you look at Jackson Dart and the possibility of winning 10 or 11 or a Jalen Milroe or a Quinn Ewers, I think Carson Beck has so many good players around him that sometimes that might not play into your favor.
I'll give you a little insight. Now, I always say this, but don't get paid for my writing skills.
Yeah.
George is about all in on this Heisman candidate, and it won't be too much longer, and you're going to see how all in they are.
Is it to prove a point about staying? And about the commitment to the program?
It's going to – a lot of that, and it's also going to prove a point to, if you come to Georgia, you can win the Heisman Trophy, and you can have all these things, and you can have all these billboards, and you can have your face on a picture in that Times Square and all those things.
Why do you think Arch Manning stays at Texas?
Because they're the one percentile family that can choose to play the long game, and they understand whatever NIL he – I know people that had direct conversations with them about NIL, and they made it clear to the schools that were recruiting them, that's not a factor for us. Because if he handles his business, that part of it's going to be there. They're one of the most successful families in the history of college football.
Less wear and tear going to the NFL,
and
too.
And the NFL. They trusted – I'll tell you this, to be honest with you. I would be willing to bet – that they trusted Georgia, because it got down to Georgia and Texas. They trusted if he went to Georgia, he could develop. If he went to Texas, he could develop. The deciding factor in that, to be honest with you, from what I heard, was he liked Austin better. And I get it. It's a huge city. He's from New Orleans. You know what I mean? And some people love Athens, and some people go to Austin because there's so much more to do there in Austin. Sark's offensive coach. And so I think that Arch Manning can play the long game, and I still think he can be a number one pick overall. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Let's look down in Gainesville real quick. I was having this Kelly Price with us yesterday. She's a Florida grad.
Oh, yeah.
over-under on games that until DJ Lagway is a quarterback down there. Because here's the thing, Rusty. I think Graham Mertz played great last year for what he was asked to do. I think he can do it again. But if this thing starts to get sideways and in during the season, before we even get to November, doesn't Napier need to play Lagway to show that the things are headed in the right direction? This is just another year in the process?
If he's playing Lagway late in the season, he's trying to save his job. Because he's going, look, if y'all let me stay, this is my guy. This is what you're going to get. And I'll take it back to a moment. And I didn't know that the guy was going to get fired, but the people behind the scenes probably knew the moment he was getting fired. Mark Richt beat Auburn late in the year that year. The next night, he caught a red-eye flight to Seattle, and he went and had breakfast with Jacob Eason. And that pitcher was everywhere. And I think that was the kind of Mark Richt saying, if I'm here, this guy's going to stay here. This guy's going to be here. And 2 weeks later, the guy got fired. You know what I mean? So I think if Florida, because I think Graham Mertz can do it. The problem with Florida, you know what the problem with Florida is. You know what the problem with Florida is. Listen, I talked to some people in the last 2 weeks about Florida, and they really like this team, man. They really like this team, but they also understand what they're going up against. Like, this is insane what Florida's about to have to go through. I think Lagway is ultra talented. I think he was number one quarterback in America last year. I love him. I think Graham Mertz can get it done. Are they going to give him another year, and can they survive it this schedule?
Real quick, Rusty.
Well, maybe they can still win in Green Bay this year, right?
Yeah. I know we got to get a break. Give me a surprise team in the SEC or ACC this year that kind of jumps out, makes it the expanded playoff. I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, last year would have been like a Mizzou.
Everybody is starting to get on my pick, man, and I'm starting to see it in national media. Virginia Tech's got a lot coming back.
Wow.
They got a great running game.
I haven't heard that much about
Virginia Tech. It's starting to heat up.
There you go.
Virginia Tech. Find that total this morning, Mike. Virginia Tech is a team that brings back a lot of people. They got a great running game. They got a lot of speed up there. Crazy. I got tipped by an NFL scout. He goes, I've seen it's got a better piece of the puzzle than people think. Virginia Tech.
Wow. Yeah, didn't they win their final six in a row, something like that last year? That's what people started thinking.
I still think Clemson's a favorite. We'll see what Florida State can do. But you want a sneaky ACC team?
I'm here for it, man.
Watch Virginia Tech.
I'm here for it.
My question is going to be for Tennessee and how good is this quarterback? How good is this quarterback, this young kid?
How do you say his name? I couldn't say it the other day.
I would butcher it.
Nico something.
I would butcher this thing, and the Tennessee fans would absolutely destroy me.
Somebody hit me up on Twitter about it yesterday, because I also butchered the backup quarterback situation at Georgia and Florida. Got that one tongue-tied, and somebody hit me up about the Nico thing, and I was like, I'm just going to go with Nico.
It is Nico. I've always called DJU.
DJ?
And I've had DJU in my face telling me how to pronounce it, and I still messed it up.
Yeah, Uiagalelei.
Yeah,
that's why I was going with Tua. You know what I mean? Tua was so hard for
me.
Man, next time,
I'm going to be on here all season with you guys at 8:20. Remind me, I'll give you the best Tua Tagovailoa story you've never heard.
Okay.
In San Antonio, me and Tua sitting at a table. I will give you a good one.
You didn't get it from Brian Flores?
No. You know what? He's not on his Christmas list anymore. Shocking. Wow. He's not getting a card from the Tua family.
That's odd.
Dang, about that? Man. Dang.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to come back and talk to Uiagalelei Arororo. No, actually, Steak Shapiro going to do this next, right?
It's a little bit easier to say.
Steak tips coming up next in the Steakhouse Top of the Hour. I could talk to Rusty Manziel for like 9 hours.
I know, man.
And just be insanely entertained.
I'm the same way.
All right. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro going to join us just in a second or two. Max Fried on the mound for the Braves tonight. They try to make it two in a row over the Phillies after last night's 3-1 victory. Final preseason game for the Falcons. 7 o'clock Friday night, Mercedes-Benz against the Jaguars and Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech, Florida State. Noon kickoff from Dublin.
It feels like they should be playing Notre Dame in Ireland.
Yep.
Right, and Notre Dame should be wearing the green jerseys.
Are you a fan of the Ireland game? I mean, I guess it's a why not thing, but
why not? It doesn't make a lot of sense. I think it's more fun if that'd be on campus. Wouldn't that be fun if Florida State's coming to Bobby Dodd?
It would, but it also doesn't bother me either, because
I could see a real college football game at noon on Saturday. That's what I'm jacked up about.
I love I love football, Tom. You know, it's the best. But I travel so much. I'm at every game. I'm at 20 football games a year, no matter what. It is hard for me to justify going to a game on a Saturday when I know that that's the only day of the week I can kind of not go anywhere and just sit there and take in every college football game imaginable. Of course, this would be one with week zero that there wouldn't be much going on, so it would help too.
And isn't Tech's playing one game at the Bend? I can't remember. Maybe it is Notre Dame that they're playing at the Bend this year.
It is. It's absolutely Notre Dame.
So, I mean, that there's a lot of different ways to look at it for Tech fans. Like, you know, you do feel like Bobby Dodd is such an interesting place that you hate that any game might be taken away from there. But
especially a primetime game there that it just looks so good on
how
TV.
How long ago, how many years ago was it when Florida State blocked the field goal again? Or, I'm sorry, Georgia Tech blocked that field goal. Was that 8 years ago?
I think it was 2015.
Okay.
I'm almost positive it was 2015.
You could hear that crowd over in Decatur where I live.
I was sitting it was in Nashville. Me and Arch and John, we were sitting in Rippy's barbecue place in downtown there. We were watching it on our phone because they had changed the channel to a different game. So I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some steak tips.
The godfather of Atlanta sports radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on the morning shift.
It's Wednesday.
And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, Steak, I've got several friends from Alabama. They have told me Birmingham, one of the most underrated, underappreciated food towns in the entire country.
Birmingham's on a roll. Birmingham is on a roll for sure.
Craft beer as well. I was having that conversation with somebody the other day.
You know, Greenville's already 3 or 4 years into their conversation. Lexington, Kentucky, a lot of young chefs in that area. A lot of these college towns, because like the parents come in, they don't come in like once a year. They come in like five times a year. They stay all weekend. So if you're like a top young chef, you love to be in these college towns. And Birmingham, obviously, with Alabama games, is rocking.
Yeah.
Downtown Birmingham.
Downtown,
right?
They brought the Barons back from Hoover and put them in downtown. And then they obviously, the UAB stadium that just got put in there is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, thanks for sharing, as they say. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, man, just living the dream.
Sorry, I don't know a lot about Birmingham over here.
How was Rusty's appearance? Because I was there getting ready for my show.
I'm trying to figure out how much NIL we have to throw him to actually poach him from the steakhouse. Well, you know, how much NIL we actually, you know what I mean? Like the recruits?
You better stay away.
I could have beers and talk to Rusty for 7 hours, easy.
Most entertaining. This is going to be pretty entertaining this morning. So, obviously, it was a huge week for the Falcons, arguably the best 24 hours from a transactional standpoint in the history of the franchise. They have a pretty outstanding track record when you look at the NFL in terms of signing guys and trading for guys and certain transactions that have really worked out over the past. And then there are three or four just absolute disasters. So I thought we'd take a look at that. By the way, Steve Bartkowski, they traded up to number one to get him, right?
Get him out of Cal,
So that was a trade to get to one. Michael Vick, that was a trade to get to one. So both those guys, those were trades. Julio Jones, that was a trade. They had to trade up to get Julio Jones. Those are three of the star players in history that all were a virtue of a trade. Michael Turner, just talk about free agent signings. Michael Turner, spectacular. Almost won us a Super Bowl. They go out and knew exactly who they wanted. I think back then it was Bones that Arthur Blank used to go to. Now I guess it's moved to Chops. But the famous dinner at Bones with Michael Turner. The Alex Mack signing, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, he was
that
a heck of a player.
Than a good one, dude. Alex Mack was a beast, dude.
Yeah, he was good.
Wow.
That was a bit. That was huge.
What's going on there? Is that just like an offensive lineman jealousy thing?
Yeah,
or what?
I don't know. It's weird.
I don't have any jealousy for any offensive lineman.
It's weird that he would be lukewarm on an offensive lineman signing because he's, you know, oogling, goggling.
The other guys that you brought up, I'm just saying their tenure was a little bit longer.
I know. Okay.
You know, Alex Mack was
kind of
in
and out. But he is a big impact. Warwick Dunn, obviously massive free agent signing. Two kickers in Falcons history. Absolute up there, maybe top five transactions. The Morton Anderson, right, pilfering from New Orleans, and Matt Bryant. When I was going off on Young Weku, I was like, let's be clear. They had a kicker here. We had a kicker here for many years that never missed north of 50. I don't even know what his numbers. You would know better than me, but that guy never missed.
He came out of the field. You just went and got your beer.
It was unbelievable. Dude, that guy's foot and consistency for Matt Ryan.
I have a picture at home where my belly button is actually on top of his head after he kicked a game winner against Oakland, I believe it
was. How many game winners, including Tony Gonzalez's only playoff win of his entire career? Yeah.
I wish I could tell the full expletive laden comment, but Richard Seymour was up at the line saying, "Hey, you're going to miss this." And Matt Bryant, in a few chosen words, said, "Shut
before
up."
Or
he
after.
Said, "Watch this."
Oh, right.
Yeah, drained it, dude. It was like a 55 yarder, I think.
But you got to give credit. A lot of big transactions. So there's a couple that stand out as the disasters. And this is number one. I had it on my list, number one. They looked at Falcoholic, whatever they had it as well. It was 2011.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Not only was he the
say.
Worst person, one of the worst human beings in Falcon history. I hope he doesn't live here and beat my ass.
You know, who cares?
Ray Edwards.
Yes.
Came to town as the most arrogant, over-the-top, condescending jerk and the worst signing. Five-year, $30 million deal. It was five games into the second year that they just released him outright.
On a Monday. You
were there?
Yeah. I know exactly why he was let go, and it was not a pretty end to his tenure. And
he was not.
Everything you're saying is true.
He wanted to get into modeling.
He had a calendar. Him and his girlfriend or fiance, and dudes. I mean, he's essentially wearing a banana hammock. I mean,
he was. He was wearing a slingshot.
Let's just call it what it is.
How much can you tell us about what a jerk off?
Everything you said is true. He's the guy, and I think Bo brought this up, actually. He's the guy that rushes to the front of the plane when you land. I mean, he was that guy. Nobody liked him, including the front office and the coaches, which is why I think Monday after we played New Orleans, it was like, we're done. Dude.
Was there one final incident?
That Sunday before, we played New Orleans, there was an incident in the locker room where he kind of comes after people, and he's just like, you know what, we need to cut back.
The other guy that gets a bad rap, but I don't know, Peerless Price, when he came here for Michael Vick, we thought we'd found the number one receiver that Michael Vick needed. He had 1,200 yards a year before, 94 catches and 9 touchdowns.
Real quick, do you ever look back on that and say it wasn't all Peerless's fault?
100%.
Because we know what Vic was as a quarterback?
Yeah, he's not an accurate passer. He's not in a great passing offense. He had Eric Moulds in Buffalo on the other side of him, right?
Yeah.
And he came here. He had three touchdowns in both his years here, and then only had 60 catches one year and 40 catches. He took a lot of heat, probably a little bit unwarranted. Ray Edwards deserved all the heat he got. And then Tyson Jackson actually was it Tyson Jackson, the big guy?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring up Dante Robinson, who I love.
Yes.
But he made a lot of money, and a lot of people were like,
he couldn't cover.
He also kept knocking himself out. I mean, that was his biggest problem. He hit so hard, he knocked himself out. Don't forget Paul Solia as well.
Yeah. Anyway, way more on the positive than the negative.
Quick one before we go to break. As a Braves fan, the 80s were terrible. 1989, Nick Kosaski in Boston, 30 homers, 108 RBIs. We thought we had a savior. He comes to Atlanta. Plays maybe 10 games, vertigo. Never the same.
I was in Vegas 15 years ago with my buddies, and maybe it was a bachelor party. We were taking a drive to an adult establishment. They were driving us there. Our driver was Nick Kosaski.
No.
Wow. That was the job.
Really?
His wife was a dancer. She moved out there, and he was driving folks to the club. Nick Kosaski.
God, I love you that you have a companion Nick Kosaski story to go with that. Absolutely fantastic.
His wife, people will know, was a very attractive young lady, and he was driving folks around to see her.
What do you guys got coming up in the steakhouse?
We got Pookie's gear. Pookie and Jed are here later on.
Okay.
Two of the biggest viral sensations in Atlanta of recent memory. Also a huge, Rusty Manziel said he saw a kid throw the other day. It's the best 16-year-old arm he's ever seen in his life.
Well,
that's coming up.
I can't wait for Rusty Rocks because it's the best musical list in the city on radio.
Oh, wow. All right, Steakhouse coming up top of the hour. It's been the Morning Shift. I'm back in tomorrow, by the way, in case you're wondering. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.